Well, hello, 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 everybody. What's up? Hello, boo. Hello, boo. How are you doing? Listen, I want to welcome you to the Lunchtime Flow with the Lady Boss Show. I am your host, Veronica Charnell. Thank you so much for keeping it locked to iWorship 96 FM and sticking by. You know, just hanging with the station all the way until it's time for Wah to arrive. So let me tell you something. I am so thankful to be in the land of the living. I am also thankful that God has kept you, okay? He has kept you another day. Another day he has allowed you to see. And let's not forget, I cannot leave them out. Seasoned saints. Seasoned saints, how are you? How are my seasoned saints doing? Well, listen, everybody. I thank God it's another Wednesday. It's hump day. And it's lunchtime in the United States. I hope you're still practicing social distancing. Because unfortunately, this virus hasn't gone anywhere. Well, today we're going to have some trending stories. We're going to go there. We'll talk about what's trending in the world, in the land of the living. And then we're also going to be talking about later on the show. I got some good music for y'all too. So make sure you keep it locked. Grab your friends, grab your family. Tell them to turn the station on iWorship 96 FM on the website or download the app. Because later on also in the show, I'm going to be talking about why you should desire and work towards enlarging your territory. I come to encourage anybody feeling down, hopefully with the combination of the music and what we're going to be talking about, hopefully I can make you smile, make you think, and make you laugh. I'll be back after this. Let's get into the music.
You made us mighty and strong. Now I'm just happy to be here. It could have been another way. I could have been dead and gone, like them old church mothers used to say. Wanted to live a lot longer. These trials have made me stronger. But by the grace of God, I got a checklist that says cancer was conquered. Why in hell are you praying? Call up the florist, start funeral planning. This is what I was thinking after I heard what the doctor was saying. Then the world started praying and I started believing. Now the cancer is gone, cause you prayed and I prayed and God came and cooled the doubt. Lord, you're so mighty and strong. You made us mighty and strong. Every day we live to cool the doubt. You've been hit by your problems, but for some reason you keep on stomping. You keep on stomping. Just keep on stomping.
Yeah.
Man, you're marching. That's why they call you Young Martin. Yeah. Something like a movement. Just keep pursuing. When they say you can't do it, go on and prove it. And they still probably won't show you any love. It don't matter, cause God is a plug.
Don't matter.
It don't matter, cause God is a plug. Lord, just a mighty and strong. You made us mighty and strong. Every day we live to pull the doubt. Lord, just a mighty and strong. You made us mighty and strong. Every day we live. God is on your side.
Trust in Him.
Nothing can stop. Cause you hold the light. Please know that God is on your side. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing can stop you. Cause you hold the light.
Cool the doubt.
You're just a mighty and strong. You made us mighty and strong. Every day we live to cool the doubt. You're just a mighty and strong. You made us mighty and strong. Every day we live.
for people that are sick or they have goals or dreams, what do you tell them?
Don't give up and don't quit.
That's what you want to tell the world?
Yes.
Let's say it again.
Don't give up and don't quit.
I want to run, I want to scream to everybody that they gotta believe. If you got a goal or a dream, there is nothing that you can achieve.
So I pray you believe it, that you never stop dreaming.
You will be blessed, you will be strong. And with that power, I know you will prove the doubters wrong. You've been wrong. Every doubter proven wrong. With that power proven wrong.
All right, everyone. Let's get into our trending stories, trending topics. Let's see what's trending, okay? So, the states and beaches reopen ahead of Memorial Day weekend. That is CNN's headlines right there. So, look, after weeks under stay-at-home orders, Americans should feel free to go outside and enjoy Memorial Day weekend as long as they practice social distancing, which we have seen in the news they do not, and follow other guidelines, which we see on the news they do holly. They holly ever do when they at the beach, right? The nation's leading infectious disease expert says, let's listen. We'll be having people who want to go out and get fresh air, Dr. Anthony Fauci said at CNN Coronavirus Town Hall. You can do that, he said. We're not telling people to just lock in unless you're in a situation where you have a major outbreak going on. We don't have too much of that right now in the country, because people have been shut down and locked in. But that does not mean throw caution to the wind. This is what Anthony Fauci said. He said, go out, wear a mask, stay 6 feet away from anyone so you have the physical distancing. He said, Thursday night, go for a run, go for a walk, go fishing. As long as you're not in a crowd, and you're not in a situation where you can physically transmit the virus. This is the part that some people, especially Americans, have hard time hearing. Don't be in the crowd and physically distance thyself. As of Friday afternoon, more than 1.6 million people in the United States have tested positive. I said 1.6 million people in the United States have tested positive for coronavirus, and more than 95,000 has died. That number went up. Also on Friday, 11 states confirmed that at some point during the coronavirus pandemic, they have combined viral testing numbers with antibody testing numbers and their reported testing totals. I don't want to stay on that topic too much because y'all already know how I feel about that. Here's another headline. Brazil jumped to world number two in coronavirus cases behind the U.S. Wow. This is Brazil. They have a picture of them having a massive burial for people. Oh my God. We have to pray for our brothers and sisters in Brazil. It said Brazil became the world number two hotspot for coronavirus cases on Friday. It says second only to the United States, after it confirmed that 330,890, let's get it right, people have been infected by the virus, overtaking Russia, the health ministry has said. Jesus Christ. Now, the New York Times has had this on their headline. After three children died a race to investigate a baffling virus syndrome, another one. At least 161 children in New York has gotten sick, making the state's caseload one of the largest publicly reported anywhere. I know you guys have heard the news, children are getting sick and they're trying to figure out, what is this? They said blood will be collected from dozens of children in New York to determine whether they share any genetic variations that might make them susceptible to a mysterious syndrome linked to the coronavirus. Don't tell me that coronavirus has somehow multiplied itself and created a cousin that attacks the children. Let's go ahead and say this right now. The devil is a lie. I'm going to say it again. I said the devil is a lie. Okay. Also, Singapore's health ministry confirmed 642 more coronavirus cases. Wait a minute. Didn't they open up before? They shut down before the U.S. Didn't they open up before the U.S.? 642 more cases, taking its tally of infections to 31,000. 68 people is infected with the coronavirus in Singapore right now. It said the vast majority of the newly infected people are migrant workers living in dormitories, the ministry said in a statement. And it says six are permanent residents. Now this is what's trending, y'all. This is what's trending. Another thing, something I talked about last week, the economy is tanking, the economy is going down, but guess what was so amazing? So why aren't the homes to, you know, to purchase a house? How come the homes for sale on the real estate market are not dropping? It says here more than 38 million Americans has lost their job. I said 38 million they reporting here. Do you hear me now? Since the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic, stay-at-home orders has ground much of the economy to a halt, prompting trillions in stimulus spending by the federal government in hopes of keeping industries afloat. But anyone hoping a silver lining to the economic chaos will be deals in the housing market have thus far been disappointing. For the week ending May 9th, the median listing price in the United States was up 1.4% year. What? Over year. So I was talking to Laura Lalaki, if you can recall, last week. The real estate market, baby, is saying we straight. The housing market is not going down. The prices hasn't decreased. And meanwhile, you got 38 million Americans is out of work. What is happening? Who's buying the house? Hey, if God bless you to buy during a pandemic, throw your head back and say, oh, God, that's what I say. Y'all know how I roll. Another thing, if you want to laugh at some tweets, go to BuzzFeed. They have and search this for me on the BuzzFeed. 19 tweets that will make you laugh because they hit so close to home. Everybody needs this. Washington Post is saying the study estimate that 24 states in the United States still have uncontrolled coronavirus spread. Well, of course, duh. Oh, let me touch on this one thing very briefly. NBC News is reporting that this weekend, the Memorial Day weekend, is going to be the best ever for car sales. See, usually it's the busiest. A lot of people have been indoors. People have been locked down, lost their jobs. But a lot of the automakers are offering incentives, averaging about $5,000 on a typical new vehicle, with the gift backs on full-size pickups running well above $7,000, whether in the form of rebates or zero-interest loans on other deals. So as people begin to go out, the dealerships are opening back up, and I guess people are going to be trying to go and buy them a new vehicle. Well, go ahead on, use that stimulus check to put down on a new vehicle. If you got it, say it out of shake. I know that I got ya. And that's your trending story. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. So, I know last week we didn't have it. We didn't have it. I gotta bring it back. So guess what time it is? Sing it with me. Back down memory lane. So listen, back in 2002, this song is gonna be for your flashback moment of the day. Back in 2002, the lovely Karen Clark Sheard released this album that was like, I see it as like a comeback album. She went through many things in her body. I believe at one point she said she had gotten sick, but look what God did for her. Look how God raised her up. Her song entitled Second Chance. Honey, I have this song in my library, on my phone, downloaded on my phone. Yes, I do. Because that album, I really enjoyed that album when she released it, but I really like the song, Second Chance. I feel this song is so fitting. It's so fitting for the world because so many people were sick with the coronavirus, COVID-19, or you have family members, friends, anybody that you know. And thank God everyone has not passed away. Some people have recovered. God gave you what? Another chance. Even if you didn't get sick, even if you are awake, if you're alive, like I was saying earlier, He gave you another day, new grace, new mercy. He has extended that to you. Think about what could have happened and how God kept you. How many times have God given us another chance to get it right, to repent, to ask God for deliverance? That's what a lot of people stand in need of. And Karen was very open about herself and how God, when God raised her up, she changed. Henceforth, she birthed this song called Second Chance. This is for your flashback moment of the day. Here we go.
Slip away.
So I'm hearing thy word in my
All right, everybody. I want to thank you for joining me. It is time for your inspirational moment. And I want to kind of just pump a words of encouragement into you. Recently, I want to talk about, if you have not seen my Instagram posts or the posts I put on Facebook, on the Lady Boss Show Facebook page, and the stories and all my other platforms, it's simply because maybe you're not following me on that platform, which is okay, because that's by choice. That's totally up to you. But I recently post something that I'm excited about. I don't want to be too happy about it, because how many of you ever got so super duper excited and then all of a sudden you got bombarded with darts, fiery darts from Satan, or just all these obstacles and roadblocks come up in your face? You're like, what in the world? And your smile quickly turns into a frown. So what I do now, I take things day by day, and I go week by week, month by month. I take it slow. But in that, right down in my spirit, in my belly, in my heart, I'm happy. I thank God for making a way. I thank God for opening the door. I thank God for making it possible. I thank God for being a provider. He has to provide. He has to take care of your needs and your necessities before you be able to do other things. So I'm excited that I'm going to be joining the Soul Radio family. I'm excited in July. I believe July 3rd. And some may be like, why are you pushing it off to July 3rd? I know we're in the month of May right now. Oh, it's for many reasons. It's for many reasons. I just feel that something about July 3rd, that date jumped at me. So I just said July 3rd. Hey, still with the I Worship 96 FM family, it's just that I'm just adding a station. And I don't know what the future holds, but I thank God for that. And I thank God for that opportunity. I want to encourage those who may feel a little discouraged, who may be like, dang, who may ponder in your heart, in your mind, but you don't tell anybody this. You know, those things that you keep within yourself, you don't verbalize it. The beauty of God and the beauty of Jesus is that He knows. He knows everything about us. We're so naked in front of Him. So, I mean, you should feel free and you should be bold to talk to Him directly about how you feel. Because you can't hide. You can't hide. You're not hiding from Him. Just talk to Him. You will begin to feel so free. And those things I'm learning, the more I talk to Him, those things that is so difficult to talk about, those things that when I start talking about it, I'll start crying. That's why I don't talk about it. There's a lot of stuff I don't verbalize, because it's sensitive. It's some sensitive areas you don't want to touch. But that requires God to come in. And I don't, a lot of people don't even know, because I don't talk about it. But I want to encourage you to allow God to touch those areas. You will be surprised how He'll start healing you. And then you'll get to a point where you can say something about it and you won't be ready to throw a chair. you'll be able to talk. Okay. You won't be so angry. You won't start crying. You know, you have to get to that point. And if you're like me, God got to do it. God got to do it. Because some things are very hurtful. And very, how can I say it? Sometimes people don't realize what they do and say can really affect you to the point you just, you hide it, you cover it up so you can manage, so you can live, so you can go about your day to day, but it's not dealt with. And the moment you see something, and the moment somebody says something, what's the first thing, if you can be honest before God, a memory pop up. That's that thing that really needs to be dealt with. And you can tell God is dealing with me because let me tell you something. I am the queen of covering up how I feel. So when I start talking, and some people think I'm like a little piece of paper in the wind, and some people think I'm like a fly on a wall, like I don't know, you know, what's really happening around me. They think I must have grew up in the suburbs, or was rich and had a hand-me-down all my life. No. And then when Veronica stands up and when she starts really talking, everybody get quiet because my tone shift, body language shift. And you know what was behind that? It's the thing that I kept buried too, on top of that. And so when God starts dealing with you, you can talk a little bit better. Now, I don't want to be a fake. You know what I'm saying? I want to be me. So this is me coming to you, telling you, if you got anything underneath the rug, if you're like me, if you're a queen of throwing stuff underneath the rug, covering up your pain so you can just keep going, I come to tell you, you really need to deal with it and let God help you to deal with it. I want to encourage the people. I want to encourage the people. I want to talk about why you should desire to enlarge your territory. Desire to enlarge your territory. Some people are, I'm content in the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's do a little shando on top of that and sprinkle a shanana. But you should desire more. Why, Veronica? Because you serve a rich God. He's so rich. You need to study the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God looks and how the foundations are and the 12 gates. And you really, when you begin to really study God, he desires for none of us to perish. It's not just I don't want y'all to die and suffer this second death. In other words, God's like, I don't want to have to throw you all in the lake of the fire. Understandable. Well, God, I don't want to go. And God is like, well, I need you to, you know, maintain my word because I'm holy. And unfortunately, I'm not going to let each and everything come up in my kingdom. You know, I already kicked one fool out. You know, I already kicked Satan out. I'm not trying to go through that again. I'm like, okay, cool. I got it. And God is like, I want you to prosper on earth. And then I want you to have eternal life. You got to look at the type of God, who God is, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And what they really represent. This scripture came to me, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. The King James Version, it reads, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and thine hand might be with me, before I continue, he said, will you bless me? I want your hand to be with me, God. So he's saying, don't leave me. You know, the hand of God is mighty. The hand of God is mighty. And that thou would keep me from evil. Because when you're blessed, how many of you know when you start getting blessed? Everybody know about the naysayers and the haters. Well, there's something else. They are called demons. They are called evil spirits. They are called fiery darts of the devil. May try you. He may try you because he's like, I don't want you to be blessed. Well, he just have to get over it. And he said, I want you to keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And he said, and God grant me. I'm sorry. And God granted him that which he requested. Do you see what God did? God wants to bless us. He wants to enlarge our coast and our territory. He is like, just be content where you are. Sometimes the Lord will have us in a season, yes, where I want you to stay right here. After you done all you know how to do, stand therefore with your loins girt about, yes. But sometimes within those seasons, what we call dry spells, storms, he's preparing you. Let me give you a couple of reasons why you should desire to enlarge your territory. You should desire to enlarge your territory, and you should be doing something. You should be working towards enlarging your territory. You're not supposed to be rolled. I mean, I don't want to go there. How can I say it? Instead of rolling your eyes, instead of saying, I know she ain't, instead of you sitting there plotting like they did up against Daniel because he was promoted, instead of you saying, I can't stand, I just don't like her, I just don't like him, instead of you wishing they would leave, won't you work on something and enlarge your territory? Let me tell you why you should. Let me remind you. Number one, you are not supposed to be dead like a doorknob. You're not supposed to be dead like a doorknob. The valley of dry bones in the Bible is not supposed to be your place of residence. That's not supposed to be where you receive your mail, and where you get your groceries, and where you wake up and lay down. The valley of dry bones is a season. It's reflecting a section that you may pass through. I said pass through. It's a place to stop and seek God, but it's not your residence. Dry bones are bones that are dead. They can't do nothing. That's why they're there. You are yet alive. You're in the land of the living. That's why the Bible, remember that scripture that he said, can these bones live? Can they live? Can they wake up? Can they move? Everything that God did in the Bible with the people of God, they move. The disciples moved about. Jesus moved about. Heck, even Abraham. Abraham got up, he packed up the water bottles, packed up the tent. He said, Sarah, she said, huh? Let's roll. And they went on. And he had no, he didn't know where he was going, but he knew it was time to pull up and roll out. You're not meant to be dead like a doorknob. That's not the Lord. It's only if God have you going through a season, and within that season, you know what he wants you to do? Seek his face. Number two, you're not supposed to be like a fly on a wall. Who say you're supposed to be like a fly on a wall and just sit there? Move, baby. Turn, spin, do something. Twirl in your chair. Do something. The phrase making moves or making boss moves is what we hear nowadays. That basically means I'm making this move, I'm pivoting, and I'm doing something that's going to cause me to get to my next level. That's going to cause me to start profiting. It's going to cause me to start. Let me inject what I'm doing. This pivot is legal, which means I don't mind if a cop, we some may say the popo, if the FBI, a federal agent, or even go on the news with my pivot. If I have to hide it, if I have to go undercover before a God that sees me anyhow, I don't think you need to be doing that. I'm talking about something, making moves that will cause me to add this to my about page on my website. I can put this on my bio on my social media. I can add this to my page. I got a page on my website called My Work, and the Lord gave that to me. He said, you need to post everybody that you interview. And he said, as you interview, add it. Something I can add to my resume. That's making boss moves. Okay. Not joining a crowd that will cause me, not joining a crowd or anything that I can't discuss in an interview. Ooh. That I can't discuss in my elevator pitch or when I'm pitching my work to a network, a director, a producer, top level people, executives. You understand what I'm saying? Number three, Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have life more abundantly. How can you live in prosperity and in good health with no growth? No movement is for the dead. I'm going to say it again. No movement is for the dead. That's why the living buries the dead. When you don't move, they put you in a container called what? A casket. You're not going to do nothing. But the living is the one that buries the dead, right? The dead can't do anything no more. But those that are alive still, you have the capability to move. You can speak, you can be productive, you can work while it's day. Like the Bible say, work while it's day. Work while you have your right mind. Work while you have the activities of your limbs. And whatever you do, let it be done unto the Lord. Don't use the activities of your limb to help enlarge the kingdom of hell. That would be kind of foolish, knowing that you planting some terrible seeds that you may reap what you sow. You can walk and you can talk, right? So why are you sitting and living in unproductive cycles? Is that normal to you? I pray that it not be. You know what? The Valley of Dry Bones is not a place where we supposed to hang out at. The Valley of Dry Bones is a place where the dead lies. If you're just sitting and you're repeating the same thing over and over, whether you realize it or not, you're in a valley of dry bones that just been remodeled that look like where you're at right now. Sometimes the valley of dry bones, we think of ancient time dry bones. No, it could be where you're at right now. Examine what you're doing and see if what you're doing actually enlarge your territory that can get you to the Grammys, that can get you to the Oscars, that can get you to the Emmys. You understand what I'm saying? Can it get you to an operation manager? Can it get you to a senior exec? Can it get you to the CEO of the daggone corporation? You know what I'm saying? Can it cause your LLC and your partnership to grow in such of a way that you can come from the East Coast to the West Coast to the Central and you have no problem having a PR to promote you and have you go on the radio stations and go on the television networks promoting what you do? That's how you need to think. That's how you enlarge your territory. Number four, if you went through a dry season, a dead zone, that was just preparing you to make intelligent moves. Understand? See, once you've done something you had no business doing, like Jonah did something he had no business doing, okay? And therefore, look what happened to him. When Jonah got the opportunity, when God opened the door, he took off, because then he said, I'm going to make an intelligent move, and I'm gonna obey the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? That's why he said to acknowledge him. The Bible said to acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. People of God, or just people, this is the truth. No, we do not acknowledge God in all thy ways, but we need to. Because if you think back on all the stuff you have done, if you have sought the Lord, if you have pushed back your fleshly desires, if you stop listening to your crew, if you use your own mind and not be afraid to be different and not be afraid to be apart from the majority and say, you know what? I've been born and fashioned in the image of God. I'm not supposed to live like this. I'm not supposed to listen to you. I can't find a scripture that match what you're saying. So let me put up two fingers shaped like a V and say, deuces, adios, amigo. Let me see what I can do. Let me work on something that can enlarge my territory and cause me to leave a legacy and actually something that I can pass down to the next generation that can be profitable unto them and the next and the next and the next. Because being arrested is not profitable. You can't pass that down. Okay? You can't pass the bad credit. You can't pass down. A bruise. That's not good to pass down. How can that bless my territory? How can that bless the next generation? So picking up old habits from parents, from other people, if think about it, how far did they go? Well, baby, that's how far you're gonna go too. And that's it. So you should desire to enlarge your territory for something greater, for something better. Yeah. If you haven't, I want to encourage you. Shake the dust and say, you know what? I'm going to keep going in Jesus' name. And when that season come, God going to bless me so. He going to bless me like this with the prayer of Jabez. He going to bless me. He going to enlarge my coast. Anyhow, okay, y'all. All right, everybody. Guess what time it is? Let the music play. Hey, it is your virtual newsletter of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what that means? It is almost time for me to get on down and get where I need to go. I want to thank you for listening to the Lunchtime Flow with the Lady Boss Show. Thank you for sticking with me. All the old listeners, any new listeners out there, I want to shout you out. Let's keep the United States in prayer as we approach these different holiday weekends during our summer season is upon us. Let us pray for the United States. But a lot of people are not going to practice social distancing, and some are not going to wear a mask. They just don't want to. They feel, nah, whatever. They're confident. They're bold. Hey, I ain't mad at you. But now, as for me and my house, I shall wear a dime mask because I want to be extra careful. I just want to be extra careful. So let's keep the United States lifted up in prayer. Let's keep Brazil lifted up in prayer too, because I mean, for the United States, if y'all seen on the news the beaches in the Memorial Day weekend, like no social distancing, yeah, kind of hard when you're on the beach, to be honest with you. I would think so, as well as other places. And earlier I said, I don't know, I'm not sure if I mentioned it or not. Well, let me mention it now. 11 states has reported a spike in new cases in COVID-19, and in the United States. 11 states. So let's keep the any other country that I failed to mention. Can we pray for them? Can we pray for it? The reason he has a purpose. If you're on Instagram, my handle is IM_LadyVeronica. My website is www.veronicashawnell.com. I hope everyone enjoyed the show today. You know, the term virtual virtual newsletter of the day. A lot of people are having these virtual type interviews. Even syndicated talk shows have now turned to online talk shows, having it like, you know, Zoom interviews. And I think that is so neat and so cool that everyone has shifted to be more creative, yet you're still keeping it moving, still keeping it funky, still doing your thing, still connecting with your community. So I want you all to keep it sweet, like I said, keep it funky, keep it 100. Keep it 100 with yourself and with God. And above all, remember to serve the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your mind and all your soul. You're not going to have room for other stuff like that. You know, you're not going to feed into the flesh and other things. And then you begin to mature in God more. And watch, He'll use you more. I kind of feel, I may talk about next week when you're walking on a journey. I don't know, I have to see how God leads me. But till then, every church of God in Christ, the body of Christ, the people of God, keep it 100. And seasoned saints, holla at me.